This podcast is sponsored by Happy Warrior Kava. Be a happy warrior. Drink, relax, and enjoy the strong and smooth taste of the best-selling kava in the islands. Happy Warrior Kava. This podcast is sponsored by Happy Warrior Kava. Be a happy warrior. Drink, relax, and enjoy the strong and smooth taste of the best-selling kava in the islands. Happy Warrior Kava.
Aloha, and welcome to another episode of H&N Overtime, the Hawaii News Now sports podcast, coming to you from the H&N Digital Center. I am Kyle Chenin, joined, as always, by Sienna Pilloton, Davis Pittner. What's up, guys? I missed y'all.
Going on. Yes, Kyle Chenin is back.
Happy Friday.
Kyle, first of all, you saw the video that we did, yes, having your little cutout.
Yes.
Thoughts on that?
That was
pretty good, right?
That was peak. That was top tier, right? Creativity. And I just felt so honored to be included.
Yeah.
I really did.
Yeah, we missed you last week.
We felt your presence like through that cutout.
Through the speakerphone.
And then, like, you really didn't see it through the video, but Drew, he dropped your face.
It was full on
loud, like just on the ground.
I know, like, the audience don't really know what goes on, like, past this frame.
Past that.
But, like, there's just the smallest of openings for, like, people that can be off camera. And I saw that motion, I'm like, I know that got tossed.
Mm-hmm. I think he was aiming for the chair, but completely missed.
Absolutely hit the ground. It's fine, Drew. We'll discuss that at a later time off camera. But I did miss you guys doing an episode last week. But shout out Drew for holding it down. Loki becoming more than just a guest appearance at this point.
This has been a couple now. I have to say that it kind of got out of hand at the end. See,
I don't know. It definitely did.
It kind of got out of hand.
You guys, anyone who watched that episode, all they heard was my laugh.
That was a good
such a long pause at the whole pancake section where you just hear us quiet, and then Drew comes out of nowhere and just takes off with the pancake bit. That was kind of crazy.
I feel like I've missed a couple episodes, either vacation or work trips or whatnot, but that was probably the one episode where I had, like, the most FOMO just because of that particular segment.
That was so funny.
It was so funny to watch, and just, like, I could feel, because this room is not the best ventilation in here, and the AC probably should be in here, but it's not. It probably felt, so, you could feel the comedy. Everybody laughing. Oh man,
it was getting hot in here. It was like
I was sweating.
Yeah, that was also when I saw it got clipped online.
Yeah,
I know. Dang, David.
I apologize for that.
I'd rather you be honest. 100% would rather people be honest.
It was getting hot.
Friends.
We were all sweating.
Friends. don't flood my DMs with some mean comments. But you guys always, I appreciate the honesty.
No, that was a lot of fun. Drew and I were totally sweating too. I don't know what was going on in this room.
That was something else.
But make sure to check out that episode, mm-hmm, if you haven't. Scroll all the way to the end or listen to the whole thing.
Yeah, might as well.
I would recommend that.
If you want to,
it's kind of toward the end. See the big pancake video.
Oh, jeez.
Sorry, it's getting sidetracked.
It's all good. We got a fun episode today.
Yes, that's
this one,
right. Kyle's talking about fun. There were some fun jerseys out there this week.
It was fun. It was much like those pictures of the pancake house. It was a brightly colored night in Manoa. We are obviously talking about UH's one-of-a-kind uniforms. They are the Island Heritage uniforms that they wore against CSUN on Wednesday. As you can see, bright Kelly green and some Sheridan orange accents.
Those are nice.
Taking some inspiration from the baseball team, I think I've told this to a lot of the UH people that I feel this colorway should not be exclusive to baseball like it has. So I'm super happy and excited that they decided to go with this kind of homage with the green and orange. I think it looks so sick.
And there's, like, little details too if you look up close. Mm-hmm. I know it's hard, but there's the 808 on there, and then just, like, the side tribal. And these are, like, by far my favorite.
Yeah, they're.
I might want to bid on some, but
I was just gonna mention they're officially. You can get an official game worn uniform. Right now, it's an auction going on until Saturday at 10:30 p.m. The winning bids will go towards the UH scholarship fund. So. Yep. For a good cause, and I mean, you just can't get enough of those jerseys. I mean, look how cool they are.
Exactly, and that 10:30 cutoff time is probably right around when senior night should be getting over on Saturday for the men's team. So if you're out there at the stand, I'm sure the QR codes will be up there too. So
yeah. Absolutely,
and you'll hear our guy Billy V and.
And
our very own Sienna Pilleton. She's been, right. I do want to give a shout out because that's super awesome and super cool hear and be there. But these the last couple UH men's basketball games, she's been sidekicking it with Billy V doing some PA announcing.
All right.
And I just want to give a good shout out.
Yeah, Kyle has been there supporting it. You know, he's always giving me feedback and just being there for me, so I appreciate that.
Ooh, but next, man, Billy V?
No, Billy is the man. That guy, I'm just so happy
Sienna
to get to work with him.
Sienna P
and Billy V.
Billy V? Oh my god.
Wow.
Make a graphic right now.
Put that in the rafters of the Sanchez Center.
I love that guy. So I appreciate all that I'm learning from him and just being around these, you know, the team. This is a really awesome team to watch, seeing the uniforms firsthand, and both games that I've been at, they won. So shout out to them.
Are you saying you're good, Lexi?
I think.
Well, let's see senior night. And
that's
we'll
true.
From there.
That's true.
But this seems awesome. So.
Yeah.
That is awesome. I want to show one more picture really fast.
This is just a
side by side. Yeah, just a little comparison. Just showing off how cool they are. When you know, one last time. Looking at this, the differences in greens. I mean, it really is the orange for me that really pops out. I think that's, I don't know.
And like,
it's a lot more fun than the white.
Absolutely. And I, not to knock any, because I'm, you know, we're all good friends with everybody that works at UH and all that. And like, there's nothing wrong with the primary forest green. I think that's another iconic modern look for the team. But I think the way that a lot of pro and college teams are going, they're going back to like their retro colors. I really feel that Kelly Green, they got to bring that back, primary.
And with the orange, it's so unlike any other school, any other team we've seen.
I mean, yeah, it's just such a cool colorway. But, yeah, I also heard from my inside source at UH, it's one of my friends that also works there.
It's a good source.
That Saturday they're wearing their white retro uniforms that they debuted earlier in the season. So
yeah, those are nice too.
Those are nice ones.
I really like these though. I know that they're trying to auction it off and stuff, but I wish this was a senior night jersey.
Right. I wish they wore them twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More than one time. I mean, definitely. I think that was pretty cool.
Definitely. I love that this year. UH in general, with all their sports, they're rolling out some alternates.
Yeah,
so
they're trying.
Holding out hope for football next year.
That would be cool. Can you imagine that?
Kelly
Green
sick.
Orange.
Kelly Green and orange. Oh, ooh. Man.
I don't know.
Kelly Green and orange. You know what? Do you remember when the Oregon Ducks, they made a uniform that matched their mascot because the mascot has like the orange legs?
Yeah.
So they had like a white helmet with the orange face mask and socks.
Those are saucy. But they
Oregon
also
gets
have
creative.
That's also true.
To try
they that got is, a, that is the coolest bit. Thing about Oregon. They just can do whatever they want.
Uncle Phil Knight.
Yeah. Anything they want. I mean, I feel like that's why everyone goes there and just to wear the uniforms.
Oh, yeah.
That's like something. Yeah, no, as a kid, when I thought that, I'm going to get a growth spurt and I'm going to be Division I height, I was like, I'm going to Oregon, guys. And then I stayed at 5'11 for the rest of my life.
Oh, this is a sad story.
And that became a Charger, baby, bleed blue. Battle on.
Charges.
All right, guys. Well, you know what else is cool?
What, Davis?
Rainbow Wahine. That's what's cool. That's right. They came off of a big win this week, and they are now first in the Big West.
Oh, yeah.
Heading into the tournament next week. Kyle, that was a close game, though.
It was a close game. And here's the thing with this team. I've covered them for a handful of years now. Every game, it seems, with Laura Beeman and company can come down to the wire. and you just your heart rate definitely rises when it comes to this team sometimes. But they seem to pull out a win. Yeah. They were on the road at Cal State Northridge, and it was a 65-62 win, which solidified, like Davis said, their number one spot in the Big West Conference. It also gives them the number one seed going into next week's Big West Conference championship and a share of the regular season title. So accolades for the Wahine. Yeah. These girls rock.
Jerseys also very nice.
Very nice.
It's giving like Hawaii's finest type.
Yes.
It is.
Like the collector's items jerseys. Yeah. And I just think, like, again, nothing against the current font, but like I love a good jersey that has like script or like cursive on it. I think that just looks so clean and like it's a retro look. But Davis, we got some stats.
Yes, we do, Kyle.
Yeah,
we do.
Well, really just one stat, and a big congrats to her. Milani McVie hit a season-high 5 3-pointers led the team in double figures with 18 points. So, once again, I mean, what a dynamic team this team has been the entire season. Big congrats to them. And it's going to be exciting to see how they do going into next week. They are automatically into the semifinals next week, which is Friday, March 15th. They are going to be playing the Game 4 winner. So we will have to see who that is.
That'll be a great tournament for them. I mean, they always do well in that, but it's just exciting to see.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you want them to pull it out again.
Yeah.
It's super cool. I think, like, and it's going to be interesting when we talk to the team next week to see how they feel about it. Because, like, A, yeah, you get all this extra rest. But also, too, it's like, who are we playing?
Yeah. Until they come back here.
Yeah.
I was told that they are going to just go straight to Henderson.
Yeah, that's what
and
I
then
mean.
Just practice there for the week. So they're going to go straight from California this weekend and then stay. And then hopefully if they win they'll be in the mainland a little bit longer, heading to the NCAA tournament. Yeah. So
that is that would be so cool to see them. And actually, you know, there's been so much support for this team.
Mm-hmm.
And you brought up Beamon's Big Bash. I want to actually bring that up a little bit because I saw UH release some stats about it.
Oh,
so
yes, David.
There were 5,068 tickets issued during Beamon's Big Bash and 4,080 turnstile count for that game. So that was a huge, huge milestone. So the previous marks were 4,340 tickets and 3,491 set on senior night in 2015. So a really, really big jump in the amount of tickets. Wow, and that just goes to show, you know, how much support people are having for this team. I mean, obviously we see volleyball all the time, but it seems like there's a growing number supporting the Rainbow Wahine.
Absolutely. Have you been able to get to a game this season?
I have, yes.
Isn't it
cool? It's pretty cool. Yeah. No, it's pretty cool. There's always like, I mean, when I went, huge crowd, big turnout, and everyone there, I mean, screaming, shouting, you know, just getting these guys going. I mean, nothing else to say. I mean, they're just a really good team and a lot of hope for these guys entering the tournament.
I mean, yeah, I can't wait. Got to go last year to the NCAA tournament, and obviously, I mean, it's a whole nother ball game when you get to March Madness, but I mean, just getting there is pretty cool. And this team kind of struggled at the beginning of the year, but they were really able to turn it on and turn it around really during Big West play. So good luck to these girls for sure.
Absolutely. And we got to bring up too ESPN.
Yes.
We got to briefly mention it. They do it every single year. But they have a little prediction bracket that has Hawaii facing UCLA, which is a little interesting.
Ooh.
As you can see by the chart, courtesy ESPN, Hawaii entering in as the 16th seed facing off against UCLA, number one. So safe to say that wouldn't be an easy game, everyone.
No.
If that comes true, yeah.
That's usually how like the Big West kind of fares in the big dance, because like they're usually I think last year they were the 14th seed and they still had to go to LSU. So that's a tough road. But this kind of brings me back a little bit, Davis.
Oh.
Do you remember that the very first episode of H&N Overtime that
we posted
was about the Rainbow Wahine going to the big dance in 22?
Yes,
22. Yes, 2022.
Yeah, it's been like 2 years.
We were talking about Amy Atwell and all team. Oh, that just brought me back. Dude,
that's a lot of memories.
That is so that's many a lot memories.
Of
memories.
I thought you brought up UCLA, and I also thought of our UCLA trip.
That is true too.
With the Bows heading over there.
We know that arena pretty well.
I think we do.
We know the
especially the little robots.
The
dude.
Robots. Yeah, yes.
They have little robots that bring food to students.
And
UCLA things.
Just you, literally Can't just relate. UCLA things. What else did we do on that campus, man?
Like, we recorded a podcast out in the freezing cold.
It was freezing.
Yeah.
And
we were just that dedicated, everyone. That was before the video portion of the podcast. Mm-hmm. You just heard our voices.
Pure audio, but you could hear us low-key shivering how cold it was.
A little low-key. We were bundled up.
Oh, yeah.
We were bundled up.
I remember one of our old managers, I did our excuse me, our first live hit of the trip after we got off the plane. It was at night outside the arena. And I had a hoodie on, which was just the hoodie I wear on the airplane, and my H&N, like, raincoat.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
what a look.
They texted us saying,
I don't know. They said, that on air?
They're like, you would have thought you were reporting from Minneapolis, Minnesota right
yeah.
now.
Right, you're not yeah, in yeah,
Los
yeah.
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. Yeah. And,
hey, we powered through, though. We were both in, like, shorts, too.
Y'all are crazy.
Yeah.
Give me some.
I'm talking about.
Let's go.
That's what I'm talking about. Which is built different.
We are built different.
And know who else is built different?
Who?
Jason Kelce.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he is.
And I was just, I was thinking of that transition, or, you know, how we were bundled up, but someone who didn't need to be bundled up was Jason Kelce.
Never.
Yeah, shirtless Jason Kelce.
Absolutely.
Guys, that's some sad news this week.
That was some good. First off, great
right?
transition.
That was pretty
that was good.
Good
options.
I like that.
I like
Leave
that.
A comment below if you like it. Yeah. Yeah, guys, some sad news. I mean, we kind of saw this one coming.
Yeah.
Right? It was rumored to happen. Jason Kelce, of course, after 13 seasons, retiring from the NFL.
Absolute legend.
Absolute legend.
I'm tearing up here. Just watching like the way Travis like was it was just so good. Like this whole family, I love them so much.
Yeah.
And he's great and his family, and they're just, I love them all.
Oh, man. It's one of those, I mean, Davis as an offensive lineman.
Oh,
he's one of those, like,
he's like a hero
he's
to
a
offensive
hero.
Lineman.
Absolutely.
He's a living legend.
Yeah. He really is. I always thought of him and then 49ers left tackle
Joe
Staley.
Yeah.
I always looked up to Joe Staley. He was a good one.
Low-key, Jason Kelce was the reason I taped my fingers.
Really?
Because, you know, centers, we don't wear gloves, right? But, like, I would always tape
the
fingers because, like, he did it. And I was like, let me be like Jason Kelce a little bit. Didn't play like him, I'm going to be honest with you. But, I mean.
You kill me. That's funny.
It's I got to be brutally honest here, guys.
Yeah.
You can look the
you
part.
Mean you're not blocking for Jalen Hurts.
No, I was blocking for a different quarterback, but.
Yeah. If you went to Oregon, then maybe you could have been Jason Kelce.
I could have. Who knows? Who knows what the future would have held if I decided to get a growth spurt at 18 years old?
Were you the same age as Mariota, or is he older than
you? No, he won the Heisman when I was like a junior in high school.
Yeah,
so.
I went to one of his college games.
Oh, period.
That's right. Yeah.
That was crazy.
Which one?
Oh, geez. I can't remember the matchup. It was over at Oregon. We went over there, and that was the coolest thing ever, being like among all the students over there. And yeah, I just remember one play. He just did like a Mariota thing and like did a crazy flip into the end zone.
Jeez.
I'm like, dude,
like,
this guy.
Oregon and Mariota was different. Like,
that
you
was,
just
he
had
was.
To be there.
You had to be
Seriously.
There. Wait, so like, what was the drive like? How far is Eugene from Linfield?
What was that like? I think it was like 45 minutes.
Oh,
I
that's
say.
Not bad at all.
It really wasn't that bad. Yeah, it wasn't that bad. And I think there was a little bit of traffic, of course, getting onto campus like there always is. But yeah, I mean, that was so cool. Just a sea of green. We got tickets ahead of time. It was It was crazy.
Was it a winter cold game or was nice?
Actually, it was pretty nice. It was like one of the only nice days in Oregon.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like little sunshine, cool air, cool and crisp.
I like that.
Yeah, not bad, but yeah, I mean, super sad to see Jason Kelce go.
Mm-hmm.
What a career.
What a career. We got some gracefully printed out by our own Davis Pittner.
What?
He does all the work.
I really don't.
We really just show up and record. But Davis does all the legwork, so we appreciate him. Jason Kelce, 13-year career with the Eagles, on Monday announced his retirement. During the 45-minute press conference, an occasionally emotional Kelce spoke about the highs and lows of his NFL experience. And pretty much the entire Kelce clan were on hand.
Yeah, Travis was there.
Mama Kelce, Ed Kelce, Kylie. Can't forget Kylie.
And what he said about her was
oh my goodness.
Like, they're goals. They really are.
Literally goals. I personally actually got legitimately choked up when he was talking about his brother.
Yeah.
Just because, like, I have a little brother, and it's just like,
both in the league, like, just, and seeing them have success at the highest level, like, that's just so cool. Like, I know he's retiring, but also, like, never having to face his brother again will be so weird. Like, it's, from like, baby days.
Like,
to
Eagles
now.
Chiefs just won't have the same
it doesn't.
Ring to
it
anymore.
Won't, no.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And I mean, it's so crazy, too. Like, I mean, I think he's, like, 2 years older than Travis.
Yeah, right. There's not much
so
of an age gap.
I wonder how long.
10
like,
years apart. Don't you think that Travis acts so much younger?
Yeah.
Like, they're 2 years. That's so small.
Yeah. No, that was. I was just thinking about it. I'm like, in 2 years, is Travis going to retire? Or, like, when is he, decide?
They're calling for it.
There was a lot of rumors that they were going to retire together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People were saying after this season.
Yeah.
But I don't think Travis is done, but you can tell he's kind of at that point where his career is, like, you know, he's getting there.
Mm-hmm. And especially they both play very physical positions. Obviously, Jason more so than Travis. But, I mean, as a tight end, you still have to block. Mm-hmm. You still have to, you know, go up the middle and catch passes and get hit by linebackers. So,
Travis not almost every season, but for a recent portion of his career, they're making the postseason, making long runs. So that's extra games top, and especially in January, February. So it's like maybe three extra seasons that he's quote unquote playing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It'll be sad. But props to this guy and this family. It'll be interesting to see how many Chiefs games he goes to next year. Like, does he try to make it out to a lot of them?
How many games is he going to be shirtless?
That's almost every.
Probably.
I think every.
That he goes to,
I mean,
indoor, outdoor, don't matter.
Especially, like, if it's early in the year when it's warm.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, no.
Man.
Forget about it.
If he could do that out in the cold, he'll be fine.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And shirts off, mask on.
Oh, yeah. Mask on. With a beverage in hand, he'll be living his best life. And then, you know, some other accolades here on this paper as well. 7-time Pro Bowler and a 6-time All-Pro. That's first ballot Hall of Famer right there.
Oh, yeah. He's easily going to get that jacket.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, we all want to wish him, he's listening.
Listening.
Wish him the best in retirement, and I will continue. I think we all will continue to listen to his podcast with Travis.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, guys, we're obviously wishing all the best to Jason Kelce in his retirement, but if we're feeling a little bit of a void, a Jason Kelce void in our life, do not fear, everybody.
What are you talking about, Kyle?
Because Campbell's Chunky Soup has our answer.
Oh, man.
Do they now?
Yeah. Let me tell you about it. The soup company is giving away cans featuring the retiring Philadelphia Eagle. The first ever Legend Edition can has Kelce's likeness and autograph. Campbell's Chunky is giving away 620 cans, a nod to Kelce's jersey number. The company is also donating $62,000 to his charity, which helps improve the lives of students in the Philadelphia public school system.
Wow.
The giveaway is open until March 28th, And I think that's super cool.
How do we bid for sound?
Yeah, I know.
Literally, how do we get this to be
oh
on
my gosh. If
on
they're only
set?
Giving away 620, like, you already know those cans are gone.
They're probably gone, yeah.
All those Philadelphia fans, like, they immediately, like, ordered those.
Oh,
like, they're out.
And the thing is, too, it's like, they'll just never, they will never be opened. They will just be on someone's like
oh,
shelf.
Oh, yeah. You can't open
that.
For
the rest of their lives.
No, yeah. You can't. You're just going to open and eat the soup.
Could you imagine the one guy? It's like he bids and he wins it and he's just like, guys, it tastes great.
It's so good. You know, as I don't want to bring it up, but like I feel like a lot of the people that bid for it are Swifties.
Mm.
They don't deserve the
they
chunky
really don't.
Soup.
No.
Just going to say, Taylor Swift doesn't have her own.
She does not have her own soup.
I do love, though, because I think they've had a sponsorship or a partnership with Campbell's for a while. So, like, watching the commercials with him and Travis and Mama Kelsey, like, in their kitchen
oh,
is
yeah,
always
yeah.
fun. But, yeah, this is a super cool nod to Jason and his retirement. I love the Kelly Green. I've been... That's the theme this episode.
This is a very green.
It's a green.
I mean, St. Patrick's Day is coming up sometime
soon.
Yeah,
I forgot about that. I didn't even realize that until I went to McDonald's the other day. Don't. But I saw their shakes,
the Shamrock
Shakes. Oh my gosh! I didn't even know that it was happening.
That's a dangerous thing when you go up to the drive-thru and you're just like, wait a minute.
Well, yeah, it's tempting.
It's Shamrock season.
But
I know.
I will.
Oh, I know.
Are you big on the Shamrock Shake, Davis?
I love the Shamrock Shake. We go to McDonald's and I need a Sprite to get home because
a little burst.
If I look at my phone, 50-minute drive over to Waipio. I'm like, oh man, I need to stay awake. So I go over there for a Sprite. And I'm like, wait, now look, it's Shamrock Shake. Shamrock Shake. She's like, no. I'm like, okay.
me.
But wait.
No.
Yeah.
What if you're like, I'll get my usual Sprite, but how about we share the Shamrock?
Share it? Oh, that's
is
an idea.
Know?
Is she not into the Shamrocks? Or?
Oh, she is.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, the Shamrock Shake isn't on the healthiest of.
No,
definitely
not.
It's definitely not. But still very good. I am going to have to get it, though.
Yeah. I mean, I think. I've already gotten mine for the year.
Okay.
I had it like a couple weeks ago. I think after a game, I was just like, McDonald's is the only thing open.
Yeah, you deserve it.
And then I was like, literally that same interaction of me looking at the menu, lady asking if I'm using the app. I'm like, you know why I'm here. And then I see the big sign that says Shamrock Shake. I'm like, let me get my normal order, but instead of a drink, can I do a large Shamrock Shake, please?
Oh, you did the upgrade.
I always have to upgrade.
She was like, I already know. Like, I know. I already have it ready.
I rolled up in the H&N car, and they're like, oh.
Oh, you.
You.
You went in H&N 7?
I went straight from the Stan Sheriff Center or whichever game it was, and it's the one right by our office because I know they open forever. Pull right in. And I'm just like, hi.
Hi.
It's
hi.
Me. I'm the problem. It's me.
Yes.
You do be the problem. Yes.
But it's so tempting. Even like normally when it's not Shamrock season, it's so tempting to just get a strawberry milkshake. I think I'm a big strawberry milkshake over like a chocolate or a vanilla. So that's just.
Okay.
But I will say, when I was away on my trip, I did hit the In-N-Out.
Oh,
and I got that.
Why are you rubbing it in, Kyle?
I got that Neapolitan.
Man.
Just not the what I. I'm not going to tell you my order, but I'm.
Well,
okay.
We've talked about your order before.
That is true. We've talked about the order. But, like, the Neapolitan, it was like, I'm home.
That one hits different.
It does hit different.
It does. That one's a good one.
It's three different drinks in one. You have
oh
a whole
gosh,
experience.
That's a lot.
It is. It's so good.
I was trying to find a cleaner transition, but the Campbell's soup can had the Kelly Green on it as the colorway.
Okay.
And that's a retro jersey.
Okay.
And we're going to go all the way back to the beginning of the episode. And I want to ask y'all what your favorite retro sports jersey
is. That was such a good transition.
Of all time. It was a little... I'm not on my A game apparently today, but
that's pretty good.
Yeah. We're gonna watch the tape. We're gonna look. We gotta
adjustments. Watch the film real quick.
Yeah. Make our adjustments. We'll be better for next week's game, folks.
I promise. We watch film here.
We do. Yeah. It's just replay. Yeah.
But yes, the question still stands. Your favorite retro jersey or uniform of
David
all time.
Fittner. I know this story.
I know, yeah, I know you know.
You did mention this before, so I came, I came prepared.
Oh, you came prepped.
I came prepped. I'm going to show off this one as a Golden State Warrior fan.
Nice,
this is 1993-1994 split swingman jersey.
That is a clean look.
So that, of course, Chris Mullins, name and number right there, one of the all-time greats. But I like it just because of how crazy it looks with the blue and yellow.
Absolutely.
I don't know what it is. I think it's just the combination of colors right there. Just how all one side is blue, the other side is all yellow. Number, not going to lie, is kind of hard to read.
I was about to say.
That's the only kind of downside to this retro, but overall, I like it. Big fan.
I always thought that the Warriors looked clean in any of the jerseys. Even their, their 2000s, like, dark navy.
Yeah.
That's a good, like, technically it's a throwback now. But, like, I love that this, like, definitely shows that this was an era that, like, because it's pretty out there for, like, today's standards.
I think it's very out there. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot.
But I think that's sick.
Yeah.
I love it when teams get so creative back in the Dizay that, like, this is a throwback for them. I love it.
Can you order this?
You can, actually. This is on the NBA store, and if I remember correctly, it was like $110 to buy one.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Which isn't that bad when you compare it to like other jerseys, mm-hmm. too. And I was looking around. I think other teams also had this style around that time as well. I saw a Kobe Bryant one that was, of course, purple and yellow. So
yeah.
that one actually looked kind of cool, too. So overall, very cool color theme. Back in the 90s.
All right. So I'm going to also stick with basketball.
Ooh,
okay.
Here, all right.
Going back, I think my favorite, and I'm not a fan of this team. I just always thought these were cool growing up whenever I'd see them because it's from way before. But the Raptors.
That's okay.
I really do like those. And I don't think many people talk about them. But yeah, throwback to the Vince Carter days. So.
I just think the cartoon dinosaur
that's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is. And the colors,
really cool.
Like, it's a different shade of purple.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, like, not to knock the current NBA, but I just think a lot of the colors and uniforms are kind of boring.
Yeah.
Am I crazy? They're a little boring.
Yeah, I agree. I think, like, more teams need to do with, like, what the Warriors are doing with the different text, the different style. I think we need to do that some more because they are very, like, ordinary.
Yeah, they are very conservative or just plain.
Definitely. Yeah. Like, and then, like, obviously there's the teams like Boston and L.A. that they'll never change their look.
Yeah, they never.
But, yeah, I mean.
Yeah, the cartoon dinosaur. Maybe.
The one that I think is, like, the biggest downgrade of all time is the Utah Jazz. So, like, right now they're, like, black and, like, neon yellow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, like, just big jazz on their jerseys.
Music,
I remember they were here, right, when they played the Clippers.
That's right, yeah.
And I just thought. What a boring matchup because, like, just visually, I'm looking at practice jerseys. You know what I'm saying? just saying.
Did you guys see the Clippers created their, like, new logo?
Yeah, they rebranded.
Yeah.
I just don't like it.
I don't like
anything the Clippers do, but, like, that.
Ouch.
Ooh, dang.
Hey, that's my house.
That is, well, now they have their own house. They're building their own house.
I also saw a report that someone broke into it.
They did. They broke into it.
I didn't see that.
Someone broke into it?
Yeah. Like, not to do it. Like, they literally did nothing just to say they broke into the Clippers.
It was like those, you know, like those guys on.
I had a feeling it was like D'Angelo Russell or something.
It was like those TikTokers that like explore abandoned shopping malls and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
They like
were
just able to get in.
It was more just like for a video.
God.
They literally could not steal anything because there's nothing to steal there. So
just a bunch of construction.
Yeah. But yeah, I saw that they created that new logo. I was like, I I'm not a big Clippers fan to begin with, but I'm okay with them just staying. Like, I don't know why they had to do that whole rebrand. I don't really like it, but
and it's
that's
like
what everyone NBA
I saw like
doing.
I saw like the designs of it, and they're like paying homage to like their like where like because they were like founded on like the coast. I'm like, you guys aren't even in San Diego anymore. Like, yeah. You guys are in LA.
You're literally in LA.
Like. Like, if you're going to pay homage to, like, because they have, like, the, it's like a compass and, like, a
yeah.
ship
oh,
or whatever.
Yeah.
Right. Like, if you're going to pay homage to anything, pay homage to the Lakers, because y'all been using our house for way too
Ooh.
Long.
Mm-hmm. Ouch.
It's crazy that, like, both of you guys' two favorite teams, the Clippers, are, like, your little brothers.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
I would
so
say
baby
so.
Brother.
Baby brother of California, really.
Yeah.
Because, like,
kind of are.
Because the Kings are good now, right? You can tell how good I am at knowing basketball.
Yeah. I mean, I can't say anything personally right now because the Clippers are better than my Lakers. So, you know, it's okay. But if we're talking historically.
Historically,
yeah.
You know, baby brother.
I can't really say that much because the Warriors aren't.
Not good either. Yeah.
They're not good either.
Our teams are not.
I can't
That's
really
okay.
say anything. Steph Curry's trying his he's trying his best.
He's trying to do what he can.
He's trying to
hit
do.
That, like, golf
I don't know
swing.
If you yeah. Oh. I think it was like, oh, who was it? 2 games ago he only had like 4 points.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like a rough one.
It's also hard too with like we won't get into like
Yeah,
you know,
well,
the,
we could save this
NBA,
for another
yeah.
It's hard to show up every night when there's 162
yeah.
games. So.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true.
Good point.
Well, guys, I want to move to a sport that isn't 152 games.
Oh, what sport is that?
My favorite uniform, my favorite retro uniforms come from American football.
American
football.
Football. And I will start off with, it's going to be pretty predictable, guys.
Yeah.
Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah.
Wow.
Their 90s inspired uniforms that they rolled out this past season. Man, it's just such a big pop because, like, not knocking their current look, it's just the navy blue that they have is so dark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like kind of, they have those, the pop of neon green, but when they rolled out the royal blue and the green and the silver, man, was that so cool. And
like, I
like just,
that look, yeah.
I wish that's their primary colors. And I think a lot of the Seattle Seahawks fans in this office would agree with me. Mm-hmm. One of our photogs, every other day he has that retro hat on.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
I just wonder where the neon came from. Like, when did they start introducing
I think
that neon?
When they rebranded to that dark navy, they wanted to change, which I think is also Kelly Green on the retros, to, like, modern, fierce, fast, like, ugh. Give me a break, you know?
It's just like it's the complete opposite of what they were actually doing.
Exactly.
At
yeah.
At the time, absolutely correct.
Remember the Color Rush too?
Yes.
Hey.
Yeah. It's burned in my brain.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's burned into
I think
our
it was
brain.
Burned
yeah,
into
like,
everyone's.
I lost my vision.
Yeah, like, I mean, Color Rush was an interesting era for the NFL.
It was, yeah.
it was low-key crazy. Like, they were popping out with some crazy uniforms back then.
It was pretty crazy. I will say though, I mean, your LA Rams, they had the yellow, the all yellow with the throwback helmet. That was pretty sick. But also too, that was like prime Todd Gurley era.
It was prime,
That was a good
time.
That's
what made him look good, because like if they didn't have Todd Gurley, I feel like at that time then they probably wouldn't look good. But just because Todd was running all over the place, he made those uniforms.
Absolutely. And Color Rush, I think some of the winners, I mean, this is kind of a tangent, but some of the winners was like Tennessee with their baby blue.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I was just going to say, yeah.
I know the Panthers also did all blue. I think the Niners did their all blacks, which...
Come on. It's Color Rush and you roll up in all black.
Yeah. The Raiders, honestly, they had all white.
I like the Raiders. Yeah, I like the Raiders. I honestly like the Chiefs too. I kind of like the red.
Yeah, the all red is nice. Yeah.
It's nice.
I like the all red.
It's definitely nice. I love it when you guys switch it up because you guys don't have the most options.
We don't switch it up. We're very old school football. We
definitely
wear what we wear.
But like when you guys switch up into like an all white or an all red number, I'm just like, they did something there.
They did that.
Some of the losers, Jacksonville. 100% the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Duval.
That mustard.
Don't let our Sunrise EP hear that.
That's true. Sorry, Casper, but he knows those were not good jerseys.
Jacksonville just seems to fumble the bag with everything.
Yeah.
Like, can you do one thing right?
Literally. I mean, they got Trevor Lawrence, but then they can't seem to protect him and surround him with talent.
Right. Or get him a golf cart.
Literally.
Fans was limping the whole stadium.
Yeah, that was crazy. That was crazy. And then I think Washington, I mean, another franchise that, like, can't seem to get it right. They had, like, all burgundy, and it's just like, okay. It's like, all right,
okay. Alabama, I see you.
Yeah, it was giving Alabama, that's for sure. But I also, honorable mention, or like a number two for me would be in the college game is the North Carolina Tar Heels when they roll out that their 90s inspired, like, powder
that.
Blue.
I like their colors in general.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Those are beautiful colors to me.
Those are magnificent colors. I will say if a team can do uniform right, any color can work. Like, I mean, just look at UH. Technically, orange and green shouldn't work.
Right.
Yeah.
But
they do make it work.
They did make it work.
It did.
Yeah. Did you have any, I mean, I know we both kind of went to small colleges. Did you guys switch it up as far as uniforms goes, or were you guys pretty traditional?
Not too much. We would have our, we had a couple uniforms.
Ooh.
So nothing too fancy. So if I remember, we had an all purple, purple uniform, and then white helmets. Our white helmets stay the same.
I will say I love Linfield's all white helmets.
Yeah,
those are sick.
Well, our favorite look that we always loved would be the stormtrooper look. So all white helmets.
Saucy.
Yeah.
I like that.
You would pull out all the, you know, white wristbands, you know, everything.
Oh,
Yeah.
I mean, that was our favorite. We look forward to that every single year. So
that's
other than that, it was usually just purple jersey, white pants. But yeah, that storm trooper look.
I love that was
the best.
Wildcat stormtrooper. Yep. I like that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
We didn't have that many options, if I'm going to be honest with you. We had an all royal blue helmet.
Ooh.
And that didn't change. So we would try to do stormtrooper, like white on white, but we'd have like the big blue berry on the top of our head. But our main look was primarily all blue. And then sometimes we'd switch it up with like white pants. You know what? Every homecoming, we'd wear blue jerseys, white pants, and then they'd give us yellow shoelaces. So they're like, it's homecoming. And we're like, oh, thank you so much. And then on the road, we'd do like blue pants. But my freshman year, we had a color rush uniform. We had all gold. But when our new coaches took over, they're like, that doesn't look good. We're going to
change their mind.
Yeah. Those became practice jerseys.
Of course they did.
But yeah, I mean, pretty plain. When you went to UNLV, that was back during the era when they had a bunch of options, right?
Oh, like we were like mini Oregon, not to ever compare us to Oregon in that way, but like almost every game we had new stuff, and that was saucy.
Ooh.
So
Ooh.
Shout out to them. That was the Arroyo era.
That was the Arroyo era.
We also had the slot machines, which we all witnessed in person.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And yeah, yep. I love when UNLV wears the cherry reds. Those are my favorite.
They always seem to pull it out for the Island Showdown.
Mm-hmm. Every time.
Every time. Well, today was a lot of fun, guys.
It was. Lots of things to talk about.
Thank you, guys.
We don't need to cut out anymore.
I know. I don't even. I was like about to say, is it still on the floor? Like,
I don't know. I haven't. We did pick you up.
We wouldn't leave you on the floor.
Hey,
for a whole week.
Just a day.
Just
or two.
A day.
Just until
day or two.
Else picked it up.
We told Drew to pick it up. I don't know if you know. He did
or
not.
Rebellious, that guy.
Yeah,
he is a rebellious type. He's a wild card. That kid. Kid, we're 2 years apart.
Yeah, like, I know. You guys are 2 years apart.
Oh my goodness! But I appreciate. Hey, that's a quote for life. When life gets you down, your friends will pick you up.
Even if it takes them a whole 24 hours.
A whole 24 hours. Just give it time. Kyle Chenin in 2024.
Yeah.
You can quote me. Put it on a poster in a Bed Bath & Beyond or something.
It's pretty good.
That's a good one.
But as Drew Davis would say, though, let's talk about it, Kyle.
Let's talk about it. That's like low-key his line.
It is his line. Yeah.
And
I think he opens almost every like every video with
hey
it.
Guys, let's talk about
let's
it.
Talk about it.
I think my line is just my sig out, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that was super fun. I appreciate it. Thank you guys so much for watching. To check out this episode or any of the other episodes, you can head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, where you get the rest of our H&N podcast, and be sure to check out the video version on our YouTube channel, the H&N YouTube channel. Davis, do we have that at the ready, a quick QR code?
We do
code?
Have the QR code.
Yes. So if you see right, everybody try and point. Let's point.
I don't know what I'm pointing at.
It's like at the center. Yeah, right at the center. Let's just throw it at the center.
Yeah, right at the center. There's a QR code that you can scan to get access to all of our H&N Overtime content. And then be sure to follow our Instagram, H&N Overtime, where all the fun is being had on social media. For Davis Pittner, Sienna Pilliton, I'm Kyle Chenin. Thanks so much for listening and watching. Aloha.
This podcast is sponsored by Happy Warrior Kava. Be a happy warrior. Drink, relax, and enjoy the strong and smooth taste of the best-selling kava in the islands. Happy Warrior Kava.